Another busy week, especially on the floor this week. Let's talk a little about the Cleaner Missouri initiative that was first heard on Wednesday night.
SJR 38, we call that Cleaner Missouri. If you liked Clean Missouri, Amendment 1 that was passed in November of 2018, you are going to love Cleaner Missouri. First of all, Cleaner Missouri would have to go back to a vote of the people. So the voters of the state of Missouri would vote on this amendment, on this Senate Joint Resolution 38. It would totally eliminate lobbyist gifts. Currently, we have a $5 cap on lobbyist gifts. Cleaner Missouri would also reduce the amount of campaign contributions coming to a state Senate campaign, and then it would return power to the people by having an independent House and Senate bipartisan citizen commission that are not elected officials would be the ones that would be drawing the districts. I've also heard some concerns of people that say they don't want gerrymandered districts. Well, as far as when the order of priorities are when drawing these districts, under SJR 38, Cleaner Missouri, which we are debating now, the fourth item is to make sure those districts are contiguous and compact. Under Amendment 1 that passed in November of 2018, compactness was the sixth priority. So it was the last priority in those six priorities. Obviously, since compactness is a higher priority on the list with SJR 38, if voters approve SJR 38, it is more likely that these districts would be less gerrymandered than what is currently in the Missouri State Constitution. So overall, I think this is a win-win for Missouri voters. Amendment 1 was put on the ballot by special interest groups from out of state that funded this endeavor and funded this effort. SJR 38, we, the elected officials of Missouri that were elected by the people of Missouri, would put this on the ballot so the voters of Missouri could truly have a say in how those legislative districts are drawn.
Some other measures that are making their way through committee and on the floor, some of the first floor debate also happening this week. Tell us about Senate Bill 551.
Yes, Senate Bill 551 is one that I supported. Senate Bill 551 prohibits discrimination in insurance against any person based solely on the person's status as an organ donor. Most certainly, if you agree to be an organ donor and donate a kidney or another organ, insurance companies should not be able to discriminate you when you're trying to get health insurance. This provision would eliminate that.
There's another measure that making its way through the Senate right now that deals with TIFs.
Yes, Senate Bill 570 would eliminate the use of TIF funds for use in floodplains. Obviously, we want to be a great steward of your taxpayer dollars. When these TIF funds, tax increment financing plans, are used in flood districts, many times I don't believe that that's a great way to use your taxpayer dollars, because in these floodplains, obviously, they're called floodplains because they have a tendency to flood, and then we use your taxpayer dollars to make that infrastructure better or to help retail businesses in that floodplain. Every time it floods, it will destroy the investment that taxpayer dollars have been put in there. So I definitely voted for and support Senate Bill 570.
Got some good news on the health front and also in terms of Missouri Health Net this week.
Yes, most certainly. Missouri Health Net has successfully reduced opioid use across the state of Missouri. Basically, the education that they are doing is working. I want to commend Missouri Health Net for successfully reducing opioid use in the state of Missouri. The number of unique participants prescribed an opioid decreased by 12% in 2019 and is down by 36% since 2012. This means around 60,000 fewer participants are on opioids. In the year 2012, the number of Missouri Health Net participants utilizing opioids was 170,503. The number in 2019 was 190,000, so almost 60,000 people reduced, like I said before. The data reflects lower opioid usage for the entire Missouri Health Net population, from short-term prescriptions following an injury or a dental procedure to a long-term high-dose prescriptions for chronic pain. I believe what Missouri Health Net is doing is wonderful, and like I said, I want to commend them because the education is working instead of putting everyone's personal private prescription information on a government database. Let's continue with the efforts Missouri Health Net is doing instead of jeopardizing our constituents' personal prescription information.